Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Wow. We say, how in the world can we give thanks in everything? Oh, I'm not feeling right. I'm going through some bad things right now. I don't feel thankful. Well, let me remind you here that Jesus Christ was about to die for the world, and he is giving thanks before he died. Wow, what an example we have here. He says, in everything, give thanks. Because I want you to know, when anything is happening to us, it had to be approved by the Lord. So we are thanking God for what he is doing in our lives. Many a times we are in a situation and we're feeling the heat and the pressure. And I'm telling you that you're right in the place where God wants you to be. Because whenever we are feeling the pressure, that lets us know that we can't handle it. God can handle it. And he is molding us into the image of his son. Many a time people want God to move the situation, but God is using that situation to move you. I want you to think about that. As Jesus Christ was marching towards the cross here, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks in the midst of what he was going through. I want that to sink into your mind to understand that Jesus knew he was about to die, but yet he is still giving thanks. You say, how in the world can I give thanks and I'm about to die? Well, he knows the end of the story because he is life. You know, Jesus Christ, here's what he said. I just like to jump right to it here. John chapter 6, let's look at John chapter 6, verse 47 to 48. Here's what he said. John chapter 6, verse 47 to 48. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Jesus Christ is life. He tells the disciples that he is the bread of life. And anyone that believes on him hath eternal life. So, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, you have eternal life. Now, we're not just talking about you believe in him because you know he exists. We're talking about placing your faith in him. And this is what he was showing the disciples, that even though that night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and then he gave thanks to the Lord God for that bread. And look at verse 25. Now we know the bread represents the body that was broken for us. The bread represents the body of Christ. So whenever we take communion, we need to come with a reverent heart and a humble heart, knowing that this bread represents the sacrifice of the body of Christ for us. And then he goes on to the next thing, verse 25. He say, after the same manner also, he took the cup. So what do you mean, the same manner? That means he thanked God for the cup and the substance that was in the cup. And when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. And I want you to listen to this. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Goodness gracious alive. So we know that the cup, or the wine that was in the cup, represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for you and for me. I don't know about you, but I love that song, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. So,
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.